I'm Ruth Dussault with Local News Matters. This week, we visit a place 6 miles north of Sausalito, California, for a special report, the holidays in San Quentin.
This is Steve Brooks. I'm incarcerated at San Quentin Rehabilitation Center, formerly known as San Quentin State Prison. I'm walking around the facility, talking to incarcerated people about what it's like to celebrate Christmas in prison.
My name is Jesse Milo, and I've been incarcerated for 23 years.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
That's a crazy question. It's hard to celebrate anything in prison.
My name is Hanok Rufael. I've been incarcerated for 17 years. Christmas I remember the most, I would say, would be the Christmas I found out Santa wasn't real. I saw my parents bringing in the bike that I wanted. And I was like, man, I knew we didn't have no chimney, and I knew this thing was, I knew it was a stretch, but,
How long have you been playing the violin?
I've been playing the violin now. I'm coming up on 9 years. In this place, I can fill it with Christmas carols. There's something I can do for the community in here, who are often forgotten, and those are the things we don't get to hear.
San Quentin is California's oldest maximum security prison. It was built in 1854. It's known for its infamous death row and a former execution chamber and dungeon. The structure looks like a steel castle at the edge of the bay. The housing units are 5 stories tall with wall-to-wall cells. The cells have iron bar doors that are covered with a steel mesh screen. It's usually a gray place. But the day after Thanksgiving, boxes of Christmas decorations are brought out from storage, and small Christmas trees, stockings, and lights are hung around the facility.
Merry Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you told it. That last Christmas or this Christmas?
Yeah, so during the Christmas holiday season, incarcerated people here in San Quentin are allowed to go out to the yard at night. And normally they can look around at the surrounding hills and see homes with Christmas lights and Christmas ornaments up. And they're able to be able to view the decorations of homes surrounding the prison.
My name is DeAndre Brumfield. I've been incarcerated 17 years. Well, the holidays really aren't the same in prison. We talk with our families and we want to keep them in good spirits and everything, but for ourselves, or at least for me, it's actually, it hurts, you know, not to be with my family.
And so have you ever had a visit during the Christmas holiday from your family?
After my grandmother passed, she passed, one Christmas morning, and the following year, my mother spent Christmas with me. She came to visit me. That was probably the only time I've actually spent, Christmas, you know, with my mother since my incarceration.
What is one of your most fondest Christmas memories?
I would say every Christmas was a fond memory for me. I really enjoyed, you know, just watching my family just be together, you know, watching them laugh and dance, crack jokes, run around with each other. You know, life gets busy out there, so I haven't really seen them over the year. And then in this one day, it's like we never missed a beat. And so that's like the fondest memory that I have, is just having us all together.
San Quentin houses over 3,000 people, and Steve tells me maybe 100 of them will get a visit over the holidays. Some families live too far away or out of state. They might not have the finances to travel. Some people simply don't want to see their families because it makes it harder. They don't want to make their families sad on Christmas. Jesse Milo recalls a time when his family surprised him when he was at another facility in a remote location.
It was Christmas Day, and there's no way I thought I was going to get a visit because we're in the middle of the desert, hours from anybody in my family. They called my name. I had no warning. They just called me, and they came to shackle me and put my waist chains on, leg shackles, and they escorted me to the visiting area where it was behind glass, and my father and my stepmother came to see me. I was just so shocked that they took time out of their Christmas day to come spend it with me in a prison behind the glass.
It There are four major religions at San Quentin, which are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, and Buddhist. The Christmas dinner is normally the highlight of the season. The menu is normally turkey dressing, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce. They normally serve at around 12 noon so that officers can lock everybody up so they can go and have their own little small feast throughout the facility. And so what happens is that we end up in the cells and we end up watching like the NBA basketball games or calling our families.
What would you say to people that's able to celebrate Christmas out there right now in the free world?
I would say don't be too hard on yourself. If you can't afford gifts, then that's not what Christmas is about. You guys have each other. And I would say just love each other. Be grateful for who's alive, who's healthy, and just cherish that. If you have children, hug them. Let them know you love them. And if you're a parent, don't be too hard on yourself because you can't afford to buy them exactly what they want for Christmas. Because I promise you, when they get older and you talk to them, the most important thing for Christmas that they want is you.
That was Jesse Milo speaking with reporter Steve Brooks from inside San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. And I'm Ruth Dusso, wishing you a peaceful season from Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.